Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Just a few things to be aware of today. We've got a couple of pretty important items and a petition to sign. Let's get to it. Quick shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park, Shay Meehan, and Nathan Stankowski, as well as all our other patrons. You keep us all informed and engaged. If any of you out there want to join these advocates of humanity first and independent journalism, head on over to patreon.com/yangdaily. It would only take a couple of bucks a month from each listener to keep this podcast and community going and growing into the future. Now on to the news. Recent studies on the longevity of protection against infection have found that the Moderna vaccine is good for at least 6 months. The study will continue until the maximum is found. Many economists are trying to get ahead of a misconception regarding inflation, with warnings that inflation numbers will appear inflated in coming months. The reason for this is that inflation is an annual rate of change in price indices, meaning it compares prices now to prices a year ago. Normally, prices change gradually, but 2020 was anything but gradual. We experienced significant deflation from the pandemic. What that means now is that prices having gradually returned to normal over recent months will show up as sharp jumps in inflation, not because any significant changes in prices are happening now, but due to the sharp drops in prices a year ago. For example, even if prices stay the same from February of 2021 to May of 2021, inflation numbers will jump up because prices in 2020 dropped over those months, increasing the disparity between the yearly numbers. As well, the Fed has slightly raised their targets for inflation this year. Point being, this is not a sign of uncontrolled price increases from recent stimulus or anything else, but expect to see it misconstrued as such by those with a political agenda. In actuality, this is a sign of economic recovery. Tim Ryan and other lawmakers are trying to block a contract by Trump's USPS board to replace the fleet of decrepit mail trucks. Why? Because the contract was given to company Oshkosh, who has no experience with electric vehicles and questionable qualifications otherwise, and because it only calls for 10% of the fleet to be electric, at a time when gas vehicles will be obsolete within a couple of decades. It would make no sense to go with gas at this point, even were it not being pushed out of the market. EVs have exceptionally less maintenance, which is one of the largest expenses for USPS trucks especially. They have far lower fuel costs, they excel at stop-and-go usage due to much of the energy being recouped by regenerative braking, and all of that makes for a ridiculously cheaper lifetime cost for an EV USPS truck, not to mention the benefits to health and climate change. Ryan and his cohorts are looking to block the contract until Biden's postal board members are approved so that the new board can reassess that contract. The whole deal with Oshkosh reeks of corrupt profiteering. Let your representatives know that a fully electric fleet is the clear solution. Yang's campaign outlined their high-level climate change and green energy goals for New York. They essentially boiled down to fully eliminating New York City's public housing carbon emissions by 2030 via green energy projects like the geothermal plant planned for Queens, creating citywide protected continuous high-capacity bike lanes, and fully electrifying the city's vehicle fleet by 2035. Part of that will be expediting permits. Yang just tweeted about how it took 30 months for a new Williamsburg battery facility to get their permits approved. That is crazy. Yang has promised to at least cut that time in half for green energy projects, in addition to his various other promises to cut red tape for other businesses. I'm happy to see all of these. Green energy is important not only for mitigating the catastrophic effects of climate change and the immediate harms of emissions on health, it's also an investment in the inevitable future of the green economy, which will help make New York City a leader in the industry. For details, you can visit the link to his green energy policy page below. Finally, there's a new petition for ending the filibuster and passing H.R. 1, or now S-1 since it's in the Senate. This one goes through ResistBot, so you can either follow the link below or text sign PEXNPG to 50409. Either way, please add your name to it. It only takes seconds. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Bookmark and share the Moderna study, the inflation article, the USPS contract, and the filibuster petition. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the ResistBot or Income Movement Easy Contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way, and don't forget to Yang Daily.